Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be talking about a question that a lot of people bring up and pose. Sometimes this question is proposed by followers of schools of thought in Islam other than the Shiite school of thought. Sometimes it's even proposed by followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, especially when these people are come into close contact with adherents of other sects. That question is this. Is the ceremonies which Shiites perform, regardless of whether they are ceremonies of happiness in which they commemorate the birthdays of the A'imma alayhimus salam, or ceremonies of mourning in which they commemorate the martyrdom and the death of these personalities? Are these ceremonies, are they an instance of innovation in religion or bid'at or not? Obviously, if we say that these ceremonies are an instance of bid'at and an innovation in religion, we know that innovation in religion is something forbidden, and therefore it must be shunned and it is not permissible. We could also generalize this question to include also crying, for example, for the death of the imams, alayhim as-salam, and the Prophet, alayhi as-salam, as well as other sad days and occasions in the history of Islam. We can answer this question in a number of ways, but before we get to that answer or those answers, it's necessary to mention by way of a preliminary something regarding the meaning of the word bid'at. Obviously, we have to define this word before we can actually examine and look at whether these acts are instances of this general term or not. Obviously, this is a religious term, so we have to look at religion in order to gain a better understanding of what this term means exactly. When we look at some of the traditions narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Imams alayhi wasallam, we see that this word has been used in contrast to the word sunnat or tradition, right? For example, in a hadith from the Prophet narrated in Jami'ul Akhbar, page 125, we read the following, that a time will come for men when their hearts will become the hearts of devils. The tradition or the sunnat in them will become bidat, and vice versa. So here we see, meaning the sunnat in that time and for those people will be replaced by bidat, will be replaced by bidat. So we see that bidat is a word that is used in contrast to sunnat. Therefore, anything that falls within the context of the tradition of the Prophet, his manners and his mannerisms will fall outside of the term bid'at, and will not be an instance of bid'at. When we look at Islamic history, we see that the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mourned on the occasion of the death of certain individuals that were dear to him. For example, he mourned on the death of his uncle, Abi Talib, his son, Ibrahim, and others. So we can't say that this acts of mourning are an instance of bid'at. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the concept of bid'at and its relation to mourning for the death of the infallibles. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.